Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents After the Parade by Laurie Ostland. Read by Sean Renette. Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to never was there. And where you are is no good unless you can get away from it. Flannery O'Connor, Wiseblood. It is an odd thing, but everyone who disappears is said to be seen at San Francisco. Oscar Wilde. December. 1. Aaron had gotten a late start, some mix-up at the U-Haul office that nobody seemed qualified to fix, so it was early afternoon when he finally began loading the truck, nearly 8 when he finished. He wanted to drive away right then, but could not imagine setting out so late. It was enough that the truck sat in the driveway, packed, declaring his intention. Instead, he took a walk around the neighborhood, as was his nightly habit. Hadn't been his nightly habit since he and Walter moved here 9 years earlier. He always followed the same route, designed with the neighborhood cats in mind. He knew where they all lived, had made up names for each of them, Falstaff and Serial Mom, Puffin and Owen Meany. And when he called to them using these names, they stood up from wherever they were hiding and ran down to the sidewalk to greet him. He passed the house of the old woman who on many nights, though not this one, watched for him from her kitchen window, and then hurried out with a jar that she could not open. She called him by his first name, and he called her Mrs. Trujillo, since she was surely twice his age, and as he twisted the lid off a jar of honey...